Welcome to the God's Word, My Life Sermon Recap Podcast. Well, on Sunday, we looked at the whole series that we've been on this month about what's your calling. And we did a bit of a wrap up and asked the question, after we've learned everything we've learned and we have a sense of what our calling is, what are we supposed to do next? After we start living it out, what is it that we're supposed to do with it? How do we, are we supposed to continue any of these processes? Are there things that we need to remember in order to stay on track? What is it that we're supposed to be doing? And so we looked at a number of different stories to help give us some information. And what it all boiled down to is that even as we're listening, even as we're living out our calling, we need to keep listening for God's calling, even when we're living it out. I know that sounds really confusing, and I'm saying the same thing over and over again, but that's what it is. We need to keep listening for God's calling, even when we're living it out. And so we looked at four different stories, and we had four different lessons. We looked at the book of Numbers and realized that we need to remember to not get cocky, because it's God's call on you, not yours on him. Then we looked at the story of David in 1 Chronicles, and realize that we need to expect our calling to be bigger and longer than our own lives. Then we looked at Galatians and a comment Paul makes about Peter and realize that failure doesn't mean your call is over. And then we looked in the book of 2 Kings and looked at Elisha, the story of Elisha, and realized that sometimes the practical application of our calling changes. And so when you look at all those are things that we need to remember, and that there are constantly these tweaks and adjustments that go along with our calling and with living it out. And that's why it's so important for us to keep listening for God's calling, even when we're living it out. Now, we've got Pastor Cheryl and Pastor Brad here with us today. And so I just want to get their perspective and ask them, what stood out to you most about the message on Sunday?
Well, if I had to pick one of the four points, I think it was the one, failure doesn't mean your calling is over. And that just kind of struck a chord with me, because, you know, there's times where you'd go to work on a project, you go to do something at a job, you do a task, or maybe in a relationship. Like, failure is just one of those things that is inevitable. You're going to experience it from time to time. And I know, like, I've had my fair share of them over the years. And so anyone listening to this is like, yeah, I've probably done the same. But at the end of the day, it doesn't mean that it's over. God's not finished with you, right? And so, like, I thought about how that applied to some of these Bible characters, some we looked at, some maybe we didn't look at, like David. So David screwed up pretty hard with his deal with Bathsheba. That was a big no-no. But God wasn't done with him. And God was still able to do incredible things through David in spite of that. And I think the same could be said about, like, the Apostle Peter. Peter denied Jesus three times just before his crucifixion. And that's a pretty big failure too. But God was still not done with Peter. And Peter would go on to be one of the key leaders of the church after Jesus' resurrection. And So I see that as a huge encouragement, because too often we go through a failure, we have failure happen, and then we get demoralized and discouraged and give up. But the encouragement through scripture and through this message, I think, is God's not done with you. You keep going, because your calling's not over just because of a failure.
Yeah. Cheryl, what stood out to you?
Well, the fact that our call is not limited to us. Mm. When God asks us to do something, it's because there is a void, there is a need. And that need doesn't evolve or revolve, around us. It revolves around the fact that there's something broken. Mm. And God wants that brought back to wholeness. And so it may be that he's calling you to start it, but you may be like Moses and not get to see the end of it. You may be like the apostles who don't get to see Jesus come back. But it doesn't mean that it isn't important. It means that you do need to go ahead. Sometimes we can get hung up on the fact when we think about a call that, how is this even going to start? How is this going to happen? I don't see how this is going to be achievable. And that's not our job. Our job is to listen to his call and say, yeah, okay, if that's what you want, I'm on board. Because in the end, it's up to God to figure out the how, right? And so we have to lean into that. And when we look at Acts, we see that over and over again. We see how the apostles are trying to figure out what this looks like as a new church. And there's a whole lot of new. And they didn't have a game plan. They didn't have a template. But they just kept moving ahead with it. And God gave them what they needed in order to figure out what the how was.
Yeah. I know for me, in looking at this message, all the lessons together, and I guess there's really five lessons that get highlighted in this one sermon. And I find they're so connected. They weave together so much. That whole thing, as I was doing the study and as I was putting it together and seeing these different stories and seeing what gets highlighted from the different pieces, it just showed me how dynamic the whole life of calling is, and how there's so many things to keep in mind and so many things to keep perspective on and so many things to make sure that we don't go to the right or to the left and we stay on track. And that just, all those lessons continue to speak to me over and over and over again. The need for this life of calling to be directly connected with God and his leading. And that at no point, whether there's a change or there's a failure or it's bigger than us or just making sure that we have the right perspective and we're in humility, whatever it is, this whole journey is a journey that we are constantly being directed step by step. And that is both the challenge to make sure that we stay on the right path, but it's also the encouragement that God very rarely gives us a piece of information and then doesn't speak again. He is leading us step by step, and that we can and do have access to his direction step by step. And so I found all this stuff to be really helpful and really encouraging for me in how to even live out my calling and some things for me to keep in mind as I continue to focus on God's voice speaking to me step by step. Was there for you guys, was there anything that kind of stood out to you or that you think you could dig deeper into, or that there's another passage that would have been really fun to bring into this whole conversation?
Well, it made me think of a book that I read once, and
the Bible.
Well, it was, yes, the Bible. It made me think of the Bible. It certainly did.
Good. I knew it. 10 points for Evan. 10 points. Woo!
It made me think of this book called "How to Lose a Battle" by a guy named Bill Fawcett. And so if you're a book reader and you like buying books and putting them on your shelf and maybe reading them.
I like how you tapped into that book. Get it? Because it's Latin. Fawcett? Tap?
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, sorry.
Oh, that's bad.
I had to throw it in there. I had to.
Well, anyway, so this book, it's all about these military battles that have been fought throughout human history. And different blunders that they've made and failures that they've made. And he kind of dissects what went wrong and what they could have done different. And a lot of those stories, they start out with this cockiness that you kind of reference in your message too. And so, you know, if we're wanting to guard against our own, I guess, temptation towards pride or cockiness and all those things, like, we have to understand that when we start down that road, it does lead to that failure. Right? So when bringing this into God's calling, like God may have called you to something, right? And then you kind of when you first get that calling, you go, okay, like God is doing great stuff, so therefore I'm great, and look at what I can do. And then if you don't keep listening to what God is calling you to, and you don't keep listening to his word or keep growing through it, that cockiness, that pride can enter in, and then that fall or that failure is just down the road, right? And that's kind of what this book, How to Lose a Battle, kind of focuses in on, is like, these guys did not listen to their advisors, they didn't listen to their military intelligence, and because they got cocky, they went with that, they failed, and it was bad. So we got to keep listening to God and what he's calling us to. Otherwise, we're going to enter into that cockiness and then end up failing miserably.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Cheryl? Was there anything that you thought we could dig deeper into?
Well, a lot of these things I found connect to Nehemiah. And when you look at that book, it's a man who was called to do something that was particularly huge and daunting. And he was not an engineer, but he understood that the wall around Jerusalem needed to be rebuilt.
Yeah.
And that push on his heart that came from God brought him to a place of incredible boldness with the king. And he had no clue what that was going to look like. And God did allow him to see that project come to completion. But it was really the beginning of the rebuilding of Israel, which was a whole bigger piece than what Nehemiah realized he was being called to. And so I think there's just a lot of these things that filter into that story and be a good read.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Even the concept, and we really didn't touch on it on Sunday, but the concept of going through your journey and getting to that place where you don't know how to do it, and continuing to listen for the direction of this is how you do it, and these are the people you connect with, and these are the steps. Yeah, absolutely. And Nehemiah, you're absolutely right. He wasn't an engineer, but he had to go and he had to be this great leader to build something and to keep the enemies of Israel from attacking while they're building it. And so, yeah, he had to listen that whole time. Has any of this really kind of hit either of you and challenged you personally?
Well, in a big way, like, it's challenged me personally by reminding me that, like, I'm in this new season of ministry right now by coming here. And, like, some of the calling that I received years ago, yes, a lot of it still applies. But at the same time, like, God has new things ahead. And I know that I needed that message this week to remind myself, like, I got to keep listening for what's coming and what's new rather than just only relying on the past and just trying to survive from off of that. So I think God has more for me, and I know that he has more for each one of us that are listening or here in the room, like, that we all got to keep listening for what's ahead, what's new.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. What were you, Cheryl?
COVID has really stunk, right? And continues to stink. And trying to navigate things for not only the people within AWC, but things for our community to help them. And we've started some new things, and they've been a really slow burn. And there's been times where I've kind of went, is this failing? Is this failing? Or do we keep going? And so it was a good reminder to me that there may be failure in it, but it doesn't mean that the call still isn't there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. That's good stuff. Well, thank you guys for sharing and helping pull some of this out. I appreciate how vulnerable you guys are and your insights and how you're able to pull so much out of this message that makes it so much bigger than what we get on Sunday. And it just confirms that this content is so much bigger than me. I may be the one that's preaching the message and putting it together, but it is the Word of God, and it is so much bigger than I have, so much bigger than I can bring, and so much bigger than the ideas I have. This is the Word of God, and He is using it to speak. And we hope that this is speaking to you and that you get something out of the message. And you can find the whole message recorded on our other podcast, the Amherst Wesleyan Church Sermon Podcast. Thanks for joining us today. You can find more information about the Amherst Wesleyan Church at www.amherstwesleyan.com.